Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day, from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from Italy, we hear from Ruth Ann Henderson. Ruth Ann is a lay Dominican and lives in Turin. Her preaching today is entitled, Pick Yourself Up.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus went on with his disciples to the villages of Caesarea Philippi. And on the way, he asked his disciples, Who do people say that I am? And they answered him, John the Baptist, and others Elijah, and still others one of the prophets. He asked them, But who do you say that I am? Peter answered him, You are the Messiah. And he sternly ordered them not to tell anyone about him. Then he began to teach them that the Son of Man must undergo great suffering and be rejected by the elders, the chief priests, and the scribes, and be killed, and after 3 days rise again. He said all this quite openly. And Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him. But turning and looking at his disciples, he rebuked Peter and said, Get behind me, Satan, for you are setting your mind not on divine things, but on human things. The Gospel of the Lord. On Saturday, we'll all hear Matthew's version of this exchange between Jesus and Peter, because that's the gospel for the Feast of the Chair of Peter. But on that occasion, the reading stops short of the famous rebuke, Get behind me, Satan. It's inevitable, I suppose, that for some people, this is incompatible with the naming of Peter as the rock on which the church is built. But it isn't really incompatible at all. Many sincere Christians have exactly Peter's problem with the suffering and the violent death of the Messiah. And what tends to happen then is that they try to sentimentalize the whole body of Christian faith. They pick what they see as the nice, cozy bits. So they like the shepherds and the angels at Christmas, and they like the healings, and they like the miracles of the loaves and fishes, and they try not to think about the atrocious suffering that was the necessary prelude to Jesus' resurrection. But the life of faith is not cozy. It's not roses, roses all the way. Of course Peter didn't want to hear that his beloved master was going to suffer and be killed. Come on, be honest. Wouldn't you have reacted just the same way? I'm pretty sure I would. But that's because we're setting our minds not on the divine, but on the human, just as Peter did. I know I've said this before, and no doubt I'll say it again. Peter, for me, is a most inspiring and consoling figure because he so often got it wrong, because he was forever putting his foot in it. And yet, of all the really quite ordinary people that Jesus chose to be his closest collaborators, Peter was the one who was the rock. He was the one who stumbled along and muddled through for so much of the time that he spent with Jesus, but then got it all gloriously right. Starting here, who do you say that I am? You are the Messiah. Exactly. What bothered Peter, and sometimes bothers, I suspect, almost every Christian, is that being the Messiah wasn't a free pass to an easy life. And being the Messiah's disciple isn't a soft option either. The Lord lays it on the line. You want it the easy way? Sorry, that's not on offer here. What you can have is the adult option. Pay the price and you'll save your life. Not here, not in this imperfect world which we seem set on destroying, but in the glory of the Father. Oh, it's a high price. It was high for Jesus himself. And I'm not just thinking of the passion and the crucifixion. Time and again, he was criticized. He was contested. He was treated with indifference at best and mockery. But he showed us that if we can accept all that with grace, if we can set our minds on divine things, we're on our way to glory. Peter made it because over and over and over again, he followed the advice of that lovely old song in an Astaire movie. Pick yourself up, dust yourself off, start all over again.